Is it even still recording? Yeah, it's still recording. No, that's okay. Rant along. As long as the hardware can accommodate it. Obviously, I mean, I may have to serialize this on the blog, but I'll do it.
You're going to cut it.
I probably am. And it'll cause me as much pain as it causes you. If it's good enough, I'll serialize it and post it at a later date, but it's not going on my post. Thank you. Love your work. Where are we now?
Many years ago.
I'm sitting on the couch next to Matt Cab. Now, he's very deeply engaged in conversation with Danny, and I don't really want to interrupt them. Probably wouldn't want to talk anyway, because he's a very private person. I do have him on some audio with Berkey, which still hasn't gotten posted due to clearance issues with Berkey, because it's compromising for him. And I haven't been able to get him to listen to it, because he's not an internet guy. And you know, but Matt Cab is in that audio, and he actually officially gave permission. He was one of the people who was good enough to get back to me and said, yeah, you know, I had to talk him into it. Originally, he said, can you edit me out? And I said, well, I'd really like not to. And he said, all right, go on. I sound like a dick, and I'm a very proud person, but go for it. And I'll, you know, because that's the kind of guy he is, and I'll love Matt Cab forever for that, amongst many other things. But right now, he's talking to Danny, and so I don't think that the audio is going to happen. I'm now looking at Sorka. You know, we've got Matt Cab and Danny having a conversation. Not Danny, my housemate, I should add, but Danny and Sorka, Danny Smith. I'm now going to tell the story about Sorka because she's busy talking to Adele, and I'm not going to interrupt her. But we'll get her eventually, and I'm going to tell the story, and I'll send this audio to her, and hopefully she'll listen to it and she'll hear the story, which I sort of wanted to actually tell in this company, but maybe it's better to do it this way. Yeah, it's really interesting to me that I have this terrible obsession with her, and she knows this. I've made no secret of it. I remember Shane Henry got her to come to my birthday party after sort of like 6-8 months of obsessing over the chick. Shane Henry sort of spontaneously at the end of the shift, we were sharing a booth, and he said, oh, she said to him, because they were friends, what are you doing on Saturday? Oh, I'm going to Taggart's birthday party. Do you want to come? And yeah, she said, yeah, excellent. He was officially liable for nothing and the guest of honour, because I'd actually asked him to do this. So I'll see if he can, yeah. And we started, and as a result of that, she came. I never introduced her to Jay sadly. I really wanted to do that. And I was like, come and meet Sorka. But she said, oh, no, I have to go to the toilet now. And then she disappeared. And the next time I saw her, I walked in on her and Robin Wilkes are getting it on in the room at the end of the hall. And she never met Sorka. Point is, she gave me her email address and we started corresponding. But the genesis of this was that we're initiated in the same batch at the SRC. And I started to notice that, you know, she was just some chick. But I started to notice whenever we were in the same room, I got these terrible anxiety symptoms. My heart would start to palpitate and, you know, I would be shaky and nervous and hypervigilant and all of these things. And it sort of frustrated me because I was sort of like, what's going on with this? What's that about? And then gradually I remember telling Carol Coulter this story at the first dinner party. And she thought it was sweet, apparently. She was charmed. You've got a crush on this chick. And then it sort of grew from there. And I became very preoccupied with her, and she wrote to me. But anyway, the point is it transpired eventually via our correspondence, and obviously, I will send this audio to everyone who's at the dinner party. Hopefully that's all right. She obviously will dictate how the actual material is used. The point is, it transpired via our conversation. She has terrible anxiety disorder. She gets very nervous and has panic attacks. And it's fairly obvious to look at her that she's recognisable as a fairly highly strung, nervous sort of person. But, yeah, very severe anxiety disorder at times. And as such, it's interesting to me, I get social anxiety and get nervous and such, but I've never had a panic attack. I'm not a particularly anxious or nervousy sort of person, but this chick makes me fucking nervous to the point where it's really visceral, and I could tell at the SRC sometimes when she was in my aisle without even needing to look up, because I would suddenly start to, you know, hyperventilate and, oh yeah, that'll be Sorka. Don't know what that's about, but it's fucking annoying. I remember when she turned up this evening, when she arrived, you know, pretty much everyone else was already here by this point. Rob Healy and Adele had just arrived. Then Sorka turns up, and the minute she arrived, even though I was feeling, you know, pretty relaxed and comfortable and everything was, you know, suddenly, bam, heart palpitations, like, oh, here we go. It's the 2003 disease. If this is going to persist all night, we're fucked. I'm fucked for the evening. But thankfully it's gone away and I'm feeling pretty relaxed. And so I wonder if it's physiological or if it's purely psychological. It's all mental at the end of the day. Don't know. Anyway, that's the story I wanted to tell. And Sorka will listen to it, hopefully. love to know what she thinks. Who are we hand to now? Who's not engaged? Grimsey's sitting there relatively unengaged. We might hand it to him. Okay, it's your turn to talk, my friend.